Now, you might well have heard of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It's a mystery novel that's been adapted into an award-winning stage show. The National Theatre's been touring the production at secondary schools across the country, and today it's been staged at Stockport Secondary School, a special place for Simon Stevens. Now, Simon is the playwright who adapted Curious because that's his old school. Simon is going to be a Manchester People guest on the programme in the new year, but this afternoon we can speak to Joe Stone. Joe is the Director of Drama at Stockport School. Afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon.
What an incredible treat for the pupils today, then.
Oh, yes, they've been absolutely thrilled. It's been such an inspiring experience for them.
I mean, this production is just incredible anyway, isn't it? It's off the wall. It's just one of those that I would say to anybody that's not seen it, and it does tour quite regularly, go and see it, because it's just such a good production, isn't it?
It truly is. It's fast-paced, it's immersive, and it's full of hope and empathy, which really reaches all the children on every single level.
Yeah, and because it's revolved around a youngster, of course, I suppose there's that relatability as well, isn't there?
There really is, and this youngster is somebody who doesn't find it easy to overcome his obstacles for various reasons. So the journey that he goes on to do all of this is an immense experience for the students. And I suppose drama is really about empathising with the character on stage, and they become part of that journey with him.
How incredible, though, that Simon was an old pupil. Were you all aware of this anyway?
Yes, we did know. We renamed our drama studio after him. We christened it the Simon Stevens Studio. He's a big part of our lineage. He did come back to Stockport School around about 14 years ago to do some interviews with some students, and they were interviews that he used for his play Punk Rock, which is was set at Stockport Grammar School over the road. But he, since then, he's really kept in touch with the school, and he inspires all the students every time he comes in with the big talks about the power of imagination and also going for what you want in life, which for our students is something that they really truly need to hear.
And does he attribute some of that success down to the fact that he was at Stockport School?
I think it is a special place. I mean, he's certainly got his old teachers like Colin Mayle and Linda Williams, as she was then. And all of these people have all put something into Simon and fed him the little bits that he needed, I suppose, like every student of his year group and of his generation. The school has always been very inspiring for the arts. I mean, it was in the same school year as Wayne McGregor. And there's also been many other people who've left this school and gone on to other things. Our most recent successes are Blossoms, the band from Stockport.
Of course.
We've got students who in the National Theatre, Paul Adiaifa, Joe Malilu, all sorts of students doing very different things, from acting to backstage to design, costume design, and it's such an inspiring place to be.
I can imagine, as director of drama, that must have been really interesting from your point of view to see the interaction between Simon and the pupils and the sort of questions that they were asking him today.
Yes, yeah, they were asking about characters, but then they were also asking interesting things like, have you ever thought you might not make it, and things like this. So they've been not just about how does he write his plays, but what is the process for him when he writes a play? What emotional journey does he go through? And I think for any creative person, the journey itself is fundamental to that. So it's interesting for them to hear from an industry professional such as Simon to know what that feels like.
And how do you use this experience and take it forward? Because presumably you've got some quite inspirational youngsters there who are looking for a career in the arts.
Yes. Well, the beauty of this particular play that they've seen today is there's all of the actors that they've been able to speak with today, and some of our students have done a masterclass with those. But there's also the design element of it. So at our school, we have a very big tech team, and it's led by Anthony Grzywna, and he works with all the students to create the sound and the lighting for all our shows. We also have a big set design team, and then our costume team led by Eileen Trinnell. And all of these people, we work together as a complete team to give every student an experience of being on stage or off stage, and it's all seen as equally important.
Extraordinary. I suppose pressure now on Blossoms to come back and do a music masterclass for you.
Well, they've been.
They've done it. Oh, they've been there. There's the old story.
Yeah. So we like to. I mean, the beauty of it is we have students working across the arts, but it's this idea that empathy and the imagination is at the heart of all this, and that to be successful, as Simon said today, it's about being a good person.
Joe, what a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. Sounds like it's been a brilliant day at Stockport School, where Simon Stevens, who's the playwright who adapted that brilliant show, if you've never seen it, do try get the chance to go and see it. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, also a book, by the way. Then you could go and see that. But thank you to Joe, who's the Director of Drama at Stockport School.